Welcome to the Marquette Memory Box Wednesday podcast. On Wednesday, we talk to Marquette artists, authors, and surprise guests about life during the 2020 pandemic. If you would like to join us in the Marquette Memory Box, send us a message and we'll get right back to you. These episodes are brought to you by the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center, Peter White Public Library, and the Marquette Poets Circle. Now, let's open the memory box. Today in the memory box, we welcome Jelena McLean, the Executive Director of the Superior Arts Youth Theater. We will find out about ghost lighting, virtual superheroes on the run, and the amazing outreach at the Superior Arts Youth Theater during this pandemic. Hi, Jelena. Welcome to the Memory Box.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
Would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So, I am actually from Ishpeming, Michigan. I was born and raised there, and I graduated high school from Westwood High School in 2008. I know we're talking a lot about arts today, so to kind of hit on my history there, I started that when I was in high school. I was actually a sophomore in high school when I ever did my first play, ever. I had gone to musicals, I'd seen musicals, I'd seen plays. My grandparents were really into old movies and old movie musicals as well, and so that was like a tradition for me as a kid to go over to Grandma and Grandpa's house and watch old musicals with Grandpa and Grandma. So that was kind of how I got involved in theater, really. It was just by that love in my family for old musicals. So then I went to Northern Michigan University after I graduated. And then I graduated NMU in 2013. And I've been living in the area ever since. I did move away for about a year to Waukegan, Illinois area to do theater in the Chicago area for a little bit. But yeah, born and raised Youper, been here forever, stay forever, love it.
How cool. That is great that you have such a connection with our area. How long have you been working at Superior Arts Youth Theater then?
So I started with Superior Arts Youth Theater right after college, actually. I did my first show with them. And then I was hired on with Nikki Nason, now Nikki Sony, as an administrative assistant shortly after my independent contractor work. So I originally started by running soundboard. My first show that I ever did was Honk Junior with SAYT. My goodness, I feel like that was probably 2012, maybe 2013, maybe. Oh, a long time ago now. Wow. Oh my gosh. And that I ran soundboard then, and then Nikki got me involved stage managing and designing a little bit. And then she needed an administrative assistant, so I stepped into that position right in 2015. And then when Nikki left in 2015, I was able to apply for her job. And so since then, I've been in the executive director position. So it's been great. Like, I can't complain. This is what I've wanted to do my whole life. And it's just so amazing to be able to do it in Marquette. Because that's one thing, going to college, you hear a lot that you have to move away. You're going to have to leave if you want to make a career out of theater or as an artist even. The Marquette community has blossomed so much, even in the last 5 years, for arts and entertainment. And so to see how much it's grown, like, that's not a true statement anymore, even a little bit. And you can always make space for art, I personally think. So, like, as long as you're willing to go out and do things with other people, like, get out and do, because you can.
That is just great. I love it. I love it. Do you have a favorite project that you've worked on there at the theater?
So that's a really hard question for me because I feel like every project that I work on has favorite parts. And so like to pick one out for me, especially in theater, is so hard. Like it is so incredibly hard. And I've got so many good memories. Always love the Boathouse shows. Like you can't not just being out on Lake Superior. And even if you're there for the latest nights, you walk out and you can look at the stars over Lake Superior. You can watch the fog roll in over Lake Superior. And it's just such a beautiful thing that I love it so much. So Boathouse shows in general are some of my favorite memories of theater projects. Oh my goodness. I mean, taking on this role with the youth theater has been, it's a huge project. Like it's never ending. But being able to watch the kids grow and change has probably impacted me most in my theater career, as of late at least. I've gotten to see some of these kids now. I've known since they were like 7, 8 years old, and now they're through middle school, they're going into high school. I've been just like, oh my gosh. And watching them and helping shape them, and like seeing how they're getting a voice in our community now, and how they grow as human beings and performers and technicians. I've got kids who, I mean, I guess I was working with them at the time in theater, who went on to go into theater professionally, who are now like working as designers in the field. And like they're closer to my age, so I can't really call them my kids, but like I was a mentor to them at that time. So I'm like so proud of so many of my kids. Like so memories with theater and having a specific experience that I'm like, yes, that is the one. That is the project that I love the most. It's almost impossible for me to choose. We've done everything. Like we're flying people, we're building puppets, we're staying up until 4 in the morning to get the correct lighting done on stage. I don't know. It's just such a love in general for me that picking a specific project or memory is near impossible.
I know you're doing some amazing things right now, and it kind of ties into talking about your time during the pandemic. So I'd love to hear about the latest activities you have going on and some of the things you have done since March at
Oh, for
the
sure.
theater.
Yes. So SAYT, when the pandemic hit, right, when we got it here and everything was shut down right away, I was like, we have to do something. We can't do nothing. We were in rehearsals at the time for a touring show, and it would have been SAYT's first ever tour. We were going to go around. We had 19 kids cast, there were 3 different casts. And we were taking them around to schools all over the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Well, obviously, that couldn't happen anymore in really any capacity. So, right away, Nathan Morgan, one of the guys I was working with, he was actually directing the tour for us. He was like, well, I'm willing to take this online. I've looked into some animation things. Can we do that? And I was like, absolutely. Like, why not an animation project? So we turned our tour into an animation show. So that was a lot of fun and new territory for us. We've never done that kind of thing. The kids had never gotten the opportunity to do strictly voice acting. They're always going for production. And with the tour, like that was something super bummed. Like it does stink that we couldn't do that, but that's like where our program is going, is trying to shape the kids as a whole into knowing every aspect of theater, knowing like what goes into producing a show, what goes into every technical aspect. So they were like painting things, they were making the set for their show already. So really happy that they were able to transition that into an animation show. They ended up designing all the characters, they picked what they'd be wearing, they picked the scenes, like they did everything for that too. So that was super fun. And then when that ended, we wanted to find a way to stay connected. And actually during that, I guess I should say, we did our Ghostlight project. So the Ghostlight is a symbol in theater as a whole. And it's a light that's left on in a theater when everyone leaves. From a practical aspect, That's for the stage manager when they come in so they don't fall off the edge of the stage, right? You have to be able to turn on everything and unlock everything. And theaters are really, really dark when they go dark. And then from a non, like from a more traditional sense, it's for like all of the souls in the theater so that they still have a space where they can be. And there's constantly noises that are bouncing off of everything. And there's always an echo from the past there. So we kind of use the ghost light as a beacon for us in a way, a beacon of hope, a beacon of like, there's still energy happening here, even if we can't be together on stage. So the Ghost Light series now has been going on since March 15th. Oof, man, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
And we've been doing readings every week, which has been great. Like, we've gotten to tap into so many different plays and musicals. We started by doing two different readings a week. Right now we do one reading a week, just so that kids can have a little bit of time away from the screen, and it's a perfect time to get outside. So definitely get outside, go have some tree therapy, everyone. That's very important too. But it's been great to be able to have these kids involved in a capacity that's way different than anything that we've ever done. So we're doing these readings, we're going through scripts, and then after a couple of weeks of doing that, we tapped into our dance series. So Jill Vermeulen, who's actually an SAYT alumni, she directs for us now and choreographs. And so she approached me and was like, listen, I'm not doing anything right now. I'm willing to start a dance series if you want to do that. And I was like, absolutely. If I want to, yes, please. We need ways to get together. Yes, yes, yes. So we've been doing dance. We've got a beginner session and an intermediate advanced session every week for kids. And it's 100% free. Everything for our Ghost Light series so far has been free, because we feel like it's really important for kids in the Upper Peninsula to have a space to connect still and get together and talk and process our feelings. Like, there's so much going on, and to be able to read literature with these kids and these young adults, let's be honest, like, they know what's going on in the world and they aren't naive. Like, they know what's happening. To be able to give them a space to like dissect a piece of art and then find ways like, oh, this is really reflective of how I'm feeling right now. This is some way that I can use to express how I'm feeling. Like, it's so important to have those outlets. So definitely keeping art alive and in the space that we can communicate with each other and get together and create something still. And some of these, like, it's just been such an amazing experience for me to see all of these kids. Like, I miss them so much. I miss all of our kids. I miss doing shows. Like, oh, we cannot wait to get back together. But to have this outlet right now has been eye-opening for me. This is something we will definitely continue. There's no way I'm getting rid of digital programming in the future, because we now have had kids from Houghton. We've had kids from Escanaba.
Oh, cool.
I mean, kids from Munising, Shingleton area, they always come in for us. But like, I've got kids all over the UP who are getting involved with this program, which is so cool to see. And we've had like people that I've never met in my life are joining our Zooms. And I'm like, yes, we've got a new friend today. And then the kids who have either done theater in Marquette or maybe didn't have time, like were involved in other things, are finding us now. And they're like, wow, I really like this. I like playing a different character. I like working with this. I like learning new dances. I like stretching out my skills. So that's been super fun too. It's just, COVID is really hard. Like, it is. It's really hard. Everything that's going on right now is really hard. But I feel like it's been a blessing, because so many new things have happened for us. And I've gotten to meet so many new kids. And that's just been, I don't know, that for me is so cool. And if we're able to reach new kids because of this, then it was totally worth it, being able to do this kind of thing. Because who knows? Who knows if we would have stopped and found the time for it?
Very cool. That's so neat. What I want to ask you about, something that I love seeing, which is your superheroes on the run.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So we had to do a digital race this year, and that was something way different for us. Normally we would do a race, a 5K, 10K, 1 mile for the kids. Every summer we do that. It's a really big fundraiser for us, and we're normally able to get a bunch of business support, and we put on this awesome event for the community. And this year we were super excited because it was going to be this event that we were going to get to do a 1 mile or a parade route run, I should say. And so we were going to kick off the 4th of July parade in Marquette, and We were going to do a huge event out at, Lakeview. And it was going to be this awesome, huge thing and totally different for us, right? Like, we keep throwing these new things in every year. We're like, what works? Does this work? People want this? Great. And actually, this year, we had kind of kicked off with a virtual run. We had sat down and Marie Brooks, actually a woman in town right now who is super runner, officially a natto, I would say. She was like, you should do a virtual run. Like, you've got alumni all over the place. Let's get them involved. Let's get people involved and get them on your page, even if they can't be in town. Like, whatever, let's do it. So that was all set up for us, which was super fortunate, because then when everything happened, we were like, well, it's not worth the risk. A fundraiser for us is not worth the risk in the community. So let's just do virtual. Let's do it. We can still ship t-shirts. It's easy. And let's keep our runners involved for next year. You know, like, let's not get away with this superhero thing. So we did a virtual Superheroes on the Run, which was a ton of fun. Like, people came out for it. Still people send in pictures. Like, they were wearing their superhero gear still. Some of our kids were wearing the superhero gear. And so I'm sure some of them got some looks around town if they were actually running in superhero attire. But superheroes, you know, like, get out there and run for us. You can be your own superhero. We need superheroes right now. So yeah, we did a virtual run and it turned out as well as to be expected. You know, we didn't get quite as many people as we would have if it had been a year with a timer, because we do chip timing for our runs normally, and so we get some hardcore runners. But a lot of our hardcore fans came out and they ran for us, so that was awesome to see.
So is there anything coming up that you want to tell us about, sneak peeks at something that you have on the horizon?
Right. As I said, we will be continuing our Ghost Light series, at least until the school year starts. I know Miss Jill right now, our dance instructor, is going to head off to school NMU again in the fall. So the dance might wrap up a little sooner. Sorry, excuse me. We are looking to the future right now to see. We're looking at some radio shows in the fall and winter, just so that we can get people involved again at a level and still be safe in town. And then we're also looking at doing another animation series. So these are all programs that, like, with our Ghost Light series, readings will continue. We'll keep going with that. It might be an every other week thing for a little bit for us, but I don't want to lose our kids who can't be in town or people who can't be involved in person, because right now that might not be, actually, it's not a thing. And who knows in a month or so if it's going to get better. But I want our kids to know that no matter what, they're always going to have a space with us. So don't worry. We'll be doing something. We'll be getting together, even if it's on Zoom. We're looking at a kind of modified rehearsal format where you do some Zoom rehearsals. And then if we can get to in-person and performing, then that's the way it's going to end up going for us. But right now it's looking like we're going to stick to digital for a while, along with distanced radio shows. So I'm kind of excited though for radio plays, because that's something that we haven't touched on at all. I know the high school did it probably about 5 years ago or so, a live radio show. And that's something that our community kind of, like, hasn't seen. I mean, we've got now, like, obviously podcasts, right? But to put together a radio show and to do, like, live sound effects and to do sound effects on stage, like, as the show is being recorded, I'm super excited for that bit. I grew up as a technician, if you didn't know, and backstage person. So I do get really geeked out over the technical elements of things. So that's where, like, animation and radio, both for me, sounds super fun still, where we are creating something digitally, but we're having to use skills both on the performer side and the technician side. So we're making some really well-rounded humans that are working on these projects, because they have to be able to do both. Like, you have to in life. And it should be fun. Like, they always should be fun. So I'm really excited for that. And I hope kids come out to do some radio shows and some animation shows with us.
Oh, radio shows. That sounds wonderful. I just think animation is just such a great way to give them such great skills. Oh my goodness. Technical skills that they can use so many different ways in their life. So that's wonderful. I guess the only other thing I want to ask you about is, what do you hope that the Marquette community and the UP as a whole takes away from this pandemic period?
Right. So I hope that people can find positives still. I hope that people come out with hope for a better future. I hope that people recognize how important connection is and getting together and gathering and supporting the things you love. Because the past few years, we've been fortunate. People have come out to our shows. People have supported us. Kids have gotten involved and donated time. So remember that entertainment, arts, that we still exist. And that if that was something that you loved before this happened, we'll still be there when it's all over. And we are here to create. And we are here to help you connect and to make space in our community. We're really open. I'm really open. I'm someone that if you want to know about our program, if you want to know about theater, feel free to reach out to me. I will always make time, always. So I think it's important for our community to recognize that spending time together is important, that having connections, having ways to stay connected even when we have to be distant is important, and keep looking forward, because eventually the pandemic will be over, and at the end of it, what have you learned? Where do you stand? What's happened, and how are you going to make a better future?
That's great. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us in the memory box. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me. This has been so nice. And I hope to see you in the future in person. and everyone else. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to get together again and to celebrate and make art together.
We will look forward to seeing magic coming from the Superior Arts Youth Theater. In animation and in radio shows, and then in live, beautiful living color.
That's
right.
Thank
you again.
Thank you. Thank you.